2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
The sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for being with us on a game two evening where the Jazz can take on the Clippers for a 2-0 lead in that Western Conference semifinals series. I'm not sure what to expect. It's always that anticipation, Scott. Which team's going to show up prepared? And last game, it was obviously not the Jazz in the first half.
Oh, I know what's going to happen.
Oh, Scott knows what's going to happen.
Yeah,
it's prediction time. Absolutely. We're going to get into it. We just had Sarah Todd from the Deseret News and then Sam Farnsworth from KSL 5 Television. We've weighed out all of the things that we've read today, all the things that we have discussed in our pre-show meetings. And it all comes down to right now. And so you can weigh in, 57500. That's the text number. You can give us your thoughts as to how this game is going to go with the Jazz and the Clippers. Game two across the street here at Vivint Smart Home Arena. Scott, you say you know how this thing is going to go. So give me an idea as to how game two is going to go for the Jazz and how they can win this game against the Clippers.
So we talked in the first segment with Sarah Todd, and she said, look, you're not going to – don't expect Kawhi Leonard to not play well.
Yeah.
And also don't expect the Jazz to shoot, you know,
so
and
poorly.
Miss 20 yeah. shots in a row. And I don't think either one of those two is probable. It's just, you know, just look at the odds of things. So I really think actually both teams are going to play a lot better. I really just would not be surprised if this is a blowout. I know that's kind of crazy, but
Jazz blowout.
A Jazz blowout, yes.
So how does that happen? How does a blowout happen?
How it happens. I think the Jazz – There are just a couple of things that I keep hearing. And the things that I keep hearing is we're tired. You know, we played this and we're at altitude and we had this quick turnover and we're tired. And I've heard this, you know, we're just fighting to keep it alive. And these are comments from the Clippers. And the Jazz, I really think a lot of the shooting for the Jazz is about getting in rhythm and getting that confidence. And when you take those days off, you take that time off, it's really hard for this Jazz team to just kind of get in a rhythm. They're a team that's better. They just get better and better in series, and they get better when they actually play. So I just sense that the Jazz will shoot better tonight. You're going to get a better game from Kawhi Leonard, but I just feel like this is going to be a night where everything just kind of clicks for the Jazz. They had the shots the other night. They're going to get the shots again tonight. You can expect that you're going to get a good shot from the Clippers. Like they're going to come out. They know their backs are against the wall, and they've got to steal this game. But I just think the Jazz just have too much in too many different places to lose, and I believe that Rudy Gobert actually, Alex, is going to play a bigger part.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that, you know, it was a lot of folks talking about how, Kawhi wasn't playing very well. This is what Shaq said, right?
Right.
Kawhi didn't play well. Neither did Paul George. And when Kennard's leading your scoring, then you're not in a good place, and then the Jazz barely won that game still. There was the streak of shooting that wasn't great, obviously. It was terrible in the first quarter. But I'll tell you, too, Rudy Gobert was not an offensive threat. Remember what we said before the series?
Right.
Rudy Gobert, if he ends up being that pick and roll, like if they aren't able to guard that pick and roll from him, he'll eat him alive, and he'll score 20 points. And instead it ended up being guys like Jordan Clarkson showing up, which he's done, you know, and he had a great second half. And Donovan Mitchell obviously taking over 32 points in the second half. I think that when you're able to look at Mike Conley being out, it doesn't worry me right now. Not just because of the game the other night, but because the Clippers have had a hard time against the Jazz this season as a matchup. It's just not a good one for them. It's a bigger lineup. I mean, you saw it when Rudy blocked that three-pointer at the end of the game because he was out guarding the perimeter because, you know what? They don't have an inside threat, and they don't have somebody who's going to challenge him under the hoop. And so if they're able to really work that pick and roll, if Joe Ingles can come in again and do that leadership thing in the place of Mike Conley, I love that Boyan was like leading the huddles the other night during the game. That's like I love seeing that type of leadership. I wonder what Kawhi and Paul George are going to do. If Kawhi takes over, this game is still winnable. I mean, ask Donovan Mitchell what scoring 40-plus games did in the playoffs last year. It didn't necessarily equal a win. They were amazing performances, but you've got to have your team dialed up, and you've got to have everything kind of going for you. If the Jazz are going to win this game against the L.A. Clippers tonight and go up 2-0 in this series, because the Clippers know getting down 2-0 on the Jazz is not an easy task to come back from. And so if they can do that, the way that they do it tonight is Donovan Mitchell does not have to have 45 points. So prediction time for me. Donovan Mitchell's going to have fewer than 30 points, and the Jazz are going to win by double digits. And that's going to be a more they're going to hone in on Donovan Mitchell, and he's going to make them pay. Donovan Mitchell's going to make the Clippers pay tonight on a bunch of extra assists. He's going to find the big man underneath, Rudy Gobert. Derek Favors has been such a pleasant surprise, him coming in and doing the thing that he did in the playoffs, the reason you loved him so much in the first place. So I think that Donovan Mitchell they're going to key in on him so much that Donovan's going to start distributing that ball more. And so fewer than 30 points from Donovan tonight, but a double-digit win for the Jazz. Those are my predictions as well. By the end of the night, I'm gonna probably text you and go, I was lying about all that, man. Yeah, come on.
I didn't mean that stuff. I actually do. I really think the Jazz are gonna have a big game tonight, but I think you're gonna get that, you know, you're gonna get that tough punch from the Clippers. I mean, Kawhi Leonard's a world champion. He understands this. He understands being down in series. You saw what he did in the past against the Mavericks and even throughout his career. So you just know that you're gonna get that from him. But what I really like about the Jazz, and with that first game against Memphis in the first round, I was like, this team does not seem like it's interested at all in playing playoff basketball. And you started to see this team really rise up and change its intensity across the board. And that was just – that's something as a fan you got to be excited about. And this team, this Jazz team is different. You can see it. You can see that they're focused. They're deep. They've got confidence, and they're finding ways to finish out series and win games, and that's what the NBA is all about.
Maybe you saw on social media the team posting that video of when Rudy got that Defensive Player of the Year award. They put it at his locker. He walked in, and then they all started, you know, throwing water on him. And it looks like the team. I know we don't expect these guys to be best friends, but doesn't it seem like this team? And Jordan Clarkson has talked about it. He's one of these guys that came in. Had a year, you know, under his belt, essentially, after getting traded into the Jazz last year, halfway through. He's got like best buddies on the team. They love that. They love this team atmosphere. And Rudy was like, I love this team. I love these guys. And so do you think winning the Defensive Player of the Year is one of those things that's a benefit the day before a game like this, where you go, yeah, you know what? I am that guy, and go out and do it. Or is it one of those things where the other team goes, Defensive Player of the Year, huh? We're going to go right at you.
No, and that's what I was asking Sam. You know, is could this be a distraction for a game or two? And I don't think so. I think people now have a clear understanding of the impact that Rudy Gobert has and their respect. And you see guys going to the basket and they go, nah, I'm not going to end up here. And enough guys have tried to challenge Rudy, and it just doesn't work. And he really understands where he belongs on a basketball court, and he's starting to own it. So I don't see that same letdown from Rudy that maybe would have happened a couple of years ago.
Hey, guess what we have coming up next? It's MVP time.
Oh yeah.
Or is it? Maybe we suddenly bust out a little something to go the opposite direction and call
something,
out
something.
Call out the ridiculousness across the world of sports, too. Maybe a they so poo poo coming up. Stay with us. More to go right here in KSL's Unrivaled.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.